there is now serious talks with the American administration, and there might be some sort of a response and improvement in relations. If there is a progress in the army, there is a Sudan national dialogue going on. They came out with such allegations. Do anybody would believe that somebody talks in the phone with 60 girls? He didn't see them. He didn't recognize and make sure that was their identification, and take this seriously as a document against the government of Sudan. Who can believe this? A respectable organization can go in such a way just for a denial of what happened in Sudan and accusations. I think now this is a great fall for this organization. Anybody should not respect such sort of report getting from this organization.
The United Nations envoy on sexual violence, Zainab Bangura, said that perhaps these people were quiet, did not want to talk because of your government's military presence during the time of the visit.
This is another thing. They went there, they made their investigations, they found no proof, and after that, because there is a presence of thousands of some people from the army were there. I tell you that the UNMIS themselves, whenever they want to go outside the main cities, they need for themselves protection from the government. They ask the army to protect them and to accompany them, and that is why.
Mr. Minister, why do you think that Human Rights Watch is revisiting this incident?
I think that now that it's a great fall for the human rights credibility, saying that they depend on telephone calls from some ladies saying that they are being raped. Actually, I think they are building on some sort of accusations. Our morals as Sudanese are against this. Our traditions are against this. We have a war between us and the South for more than 50 years. Never reported that our soldiers have committed such things. Now they are doing this. We have to stop this. We are a peaceful country looking for peace, calling our opposition to join the national dialogue. We want to improve our relations with other countries, especially with America on the West, and the Human Rights Watch and others are against this because of tariffs.